This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump, in remarks to the UN General Assembly Tuesday, criticized Iran's leadership for its destabilizing influence.
The Iranian people are rightly outraged that their leaders have embezzled billions of dollars from Iran's treasury, seized valuable portions of the economy, and looted the people's religious endowments, all to line their own pockets and send their proxies to wage war. Not good.
And Mr. Trump defended his decision to withdraw from the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement with Tehran and reimpose sanctions.
Additional sanctions will resume November 5th, and war will follow. And we are working with countries that import Iranian crude oil to cut their purchases substantially.
The president said the world's chief sponsor of terrorism cannot be allowed to possess the planet's most dangerous weapons, and called Iran's isolation as long as its aggression continues. In his remarks to the General Assembly, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani denounced what he called the hostile U.S. policy intended to overthrow his government. He said no nation can be brought to the negotiating table by force, and appealed for a two-way dialogue based on equality, justice, integrity, honor, and international law with no sanctions, bullying, war, or threats. The president of Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, also addressed the General Assembly, saying off-delayed elections scheduled in December will be peaceful and credible. Mr. Kabila said despite enormous challenges, the decision to hold elections is irreversible. He described the political situation as becoming more predictable and transparent. The DRC leader is constitutionally barred from seeking a third term. This is VOA News.